everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is My Top 33 Email Tips. I've probably sent and received more than 500,000 emails over the last 10 years. And combined with my focus on little things that matter, I have formed some strong views on the subject. In this two-part lesson, you will learn 33 tips that will improve your email communication. As you review the list, you may feel that some of these are picky little details that really don't matter. Don't ever allow yourself to think this way. Everything matters. Today's post will cover the first 16, and tomorrow's will cover the remaining 17. Tip 1. Take pride in your emails. As I pointed out in What's Your Email Brand, every email you send makes an impression and plays a small role in defining your brand. If email is your primary form of communication, what you say and how you say it will play a significant role in how you are viewed. Tip 2. Write short paragraphs. Keep your paragraphs short. They will be easier to read and will improve the likelihood of them being read. I generally limit my paragraphs to 2 sentences. Tip 3. Keep your sentences short. Shorter sentences are preferred in the online copywriting world. The reason is simple. They are easier to read. Tip 4. Be careful with what you forward. Everything you forward is a reflection of your personal brand. Don't forward things unless you believe they provide value, will make someone smile, or enrich their lives. Tip 5. Tell them why you are forwarding it. When you forward an article, email, or blog post, take an extra 15 seconds to explain why you're sending it. I hate guessing why people have sent me something. Tip 6. Select an email address that identifies you. Select an email address that includes your first and last name. This will make it easier for people to identify you by your email, and it will help them find your email address in their address book. Tip 7. Respond to your emails. The number of people who don't return emails in a timely manner is definitely on the rise. Maybe it's because they're overcommitted at work, or perhaps because they're struggling with the balance between career and family. Regardless of the reason, if you fall into this category, you will run the risk of destroying your reputation, losing your friends' respect, and reducing your market value. Most people expect an email response within 24 hours. If you can't always return your emails within 24 hours, then make those times the exception and not the norm. Tip 8. Use the BCC for multiple recipients. If you want to send an email to a large group of people, put your name in the To field and then put everyone else's in the BCC field. This is the blind copy field. This will allow you to keep your email addresses private and keep your email clean. It also prevents someone from pressing the Reply All button and wasting everyone's time with a response that should only be directed to you. Tip 9. Select the right email provider. I strongly suggest that you get an email address from a national company and not one from your local utility company or cable service provider. If you have an email address tied to your local ISP or utility company, then if you move and or change utility providers, you will likely lose your email address. Select a long-standing recognized company, such as Yahoo or Google, whose names are easy to spell. And please, no ads or jumping monkeys. Tip 10. Be friendly. Your demeanor in your online communication should be similar to how you interact offline. If you value your relationships, take an extra 15 seconds to type something friendly at the beginning or at the end of the email. It could be as simple as, I hope you had a relaxing weekend, or thanks for all you do. Tip 11. Be professional. If you want to be viewed as a professional, then make sure you present yourself as one. Tip 12. Proof your emails. Never send an email without proofing it at least once. If it's important, then read it at least 2 to 3 times to make sure you're proud. Look for missing words and misspellings that aren't necessarily picked up by the spell check function. Tip 13, don't use text lingo. These are emails, not text messages. Spell things out. Tip 14, use their name. People love to hear and see their names. Take an extra 2 seconds to type out people's full name rather than just their first initial. I have a friend by the name of Mark who said that he is turned off when people don't put forth the effort to type 3 more characters after the M. I'm not sure how many other people there are like Mark, but I know one thing: after hearing him, I will no longer address people by their first initial. I also recommend including hi or hey or good morning or something else before their name just to create a personal touch. Tip 15. Don't limit your communication to email. Email is a great way to efficiently communicate, but don't rely on it exclusively. Set a goal to talk to people at least one time for every 10 email exchanges. Relationships are best built in person, second by phone, and third by the written word. Take full advantage of the first 2 if you want your relationships to grow. And then, tip 16, return confirmation emails. When you schedule a call or appointment with someone and they confirm the time with you, take an extra 5 seconds just to put confirmed in the email so that there is no misunderstanding and that they're not left wondering if the time has been confirmed. Let me recommend that you review your email communications at the end of the day today and determine how many of these 16 tips you were able to incorporate. How did you measure up? And don't forget to tune in tomorrow as I cover the remaining 17 email strategies. And remember, every email you send makes an impression. Therefore, every email plays a role in defining your personal brand.